Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Tetvav, and we're up to the very first word on the daf. And what we've been discussing is the question of the din of halacha shelo beregel. So somebody moves the blood further along towards the Mizbeach by extending a hand, but not moving his feet. And the question was, is that considered to be halacha in terms of the psul makshava? If somebody has a makshava to pasul, is it considered to be halacha in terms of being yotze the chiyuv of halacha? Yesterday we paskin that Rabbi Yochanan said halacha shelo beregel is not called halacha. Today the Gemara wants to know, if it's not called halacha, how about my just going back and fixing it, starting over again and moving with my feet? If I did that, was that a good halacha? Would makshava people sell it during that time in which I'm redoing it correctly? And that is the question of efshar l'tikuna or lo efshar l'tikuna. Now later on today, we're going to also ask a more fundamental issue, which is, how about holacha itself? Forget about holacha shelo beregel. How about holacha itself, which is unique in the sense that it can be redone? So suppose it was done wrongly. Just as Rabbi Shimon pointed out in the Mishnah that holacha is unique because if I were right up against Mizbeach, I wouldn't need to do it at all. The question is, since it has in it a logistical element, how about if I recreate the logistical element, take it further away from the Mizbeach, does it now become a new halakha that fixes the old halakha? That's a general question of efshar l'tikuna. But right now we're not ready for that. We're going to get to that still later on, this same amud. We just want to know about halakha shelo beregel. Efshar l'tikuna or lo efshar l'tikuna? Toshma. Kibel ha-kasher. Here's our case again. Kibel ha-kasher v'natan l'basul. In this case, the Kabbalah was done properly, and now this Kohen gives it to someone who's possible. We said yesterday, he has to take it back. Yachzir l'kasher has to be handed back to the kasher. Now, even yesterday we tried to get out of this, Zariah. Because the mashma'ut is that even though he had handed it ahead with his hand, that doesn't count as a start back from where it was. So we said, who's to say that it means that? Maybe it simply means that a Kohen Kosher has to take it from that point forward. Okay, but even if you say that, I mean, even if you want to say that, but if you're going to tell me, that lo efshar l'tikuna, that lomaisa, there is no possible way to be mitakein that dam. So then it became already possible. Once it was already nimla, it was already eilachit initially, so now there'd be nothing to do. So it must be that at least it's possible to be mitakein. Because once he did it, once the kosher extended his hand, what's it going to help to say, let him go ahead and take? Mashma, that it's at least possible to be mitakein. Says the Gemara, what? You're assuming that it means that he handed it towards the Mizbeach when he handed it to the non-kosher. Maybe he handed it away from the Mizbeach. Maybe the Tzar was standing closer to the exit from the Azara. The Kohen wants to have a place to keep the Dam. He hands it to a Tzar who's standing still. He's not moving it. So he's doing a Maisa Itzaba, as we said yesterday. A Maisa Itzaba Biyom. So now you're telling me, okay, but now that it's further away, make sure that the kosher comes and takes it from that point on. Okay, very good. What does that have to do with Efshar L'tikuna? So mi savor the koizar gavoy? No, it's talking about over here the koizar baroy. So now the kosher kohen, who now extended his hand to give it to him, had been marchik the dam from the mizbeach. Shelo beregel. Not that it had been makariv the dam to the mizbeach. So this is not holoch at all. When it says yachzor hakohen v'yitlenu, that's because all you need to do over here is to do the initial halacha, not to be a takona of the halacha. So forget about this case. Okay, itzma. How about this? Omar ula omar Rabbi Yochanan halacha shelo beregel. Now get this word. Pesula. Now, what do you mean pesula? Until now, every time we talked about the din of halacha shelo beregel, the terminology that we used was lav shema halacha. If all of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say pesula, what do you think he's adding with this new terminology? That it's not possible to be metaken. It's possible. Same way anything else is possible. You can't sprinkle magic water on it and say it's kosher. So that must be what the psak over here is. Alma, lo efshar l'tikuna. That's what I hold Rabbi Yochanan meant, says Ula. Eitzei Rabbi Nachman the Ula, how could it mean that? Here it says, first in the Mishnah, nishpach min ha'kli al haritzpah. And we're going to have the Mishnah in the next parak that talks about the dung that falls to the ground directly from the neck of the animal. That's possible, because there was never a Kabbalah done on that dung. You can't pick the dung off the floor and put it into a kli and call that Kabbalah. But then there's another case where a Kohen was makabel and everything was fine, and he dropped the kli. So if he drops the kli, the blood spatters on the floor. The din over there is that if a Kohen goes now and he's a svo, it's kosher. Why? Because there had originally been a Kabbalah, so now it's just a logistical need to new. It's a logistical need to put the dam into a kli in order to do the zrika. So you did. Now what's so bad about that? Now the problem is, that's all very nice when it comes to the din of Kabbalah. But what about when it comes to the din of Halacha? I mean, last I heard, there's an equation that describes where this blood is likely to be splattered. Right? Now that blood, some of that blood is going to be splattered closer to the Mizbeach. Okay, so then, fine, you're telling me you put it into a kli. We're very grateful that you put it into the kli. But how are you going to be Me'alachit? If it's Yev Shalat Tekune, and the blood now fell closer to the Mizbeach, that piece of Allah was possible. And it's Yev Shalat Tekune, that's what you're saying. And the Mishnah doesn't even consider that problem. It only considers the problem of getting the dam back into the kli. So obviously you're wrong, Gula. The din of Halacha Shalei Beregel being possible does not mean it's possible Yev Shalat Tekune. Because over here the mission is assuming that you can be metakin.
But that's slattered blood.
Yes. You got it closer. So Halacha Shalei Beregel says, well, it's talking about over here that all the blood was Yotze Klapechut. Oh, this is really brilliant. Livaroi Nafik, like I've already known Nafik. I love this game. Sure. It's built only in one direction. This was Maxwell's demon over here. And anytime a little bit of the dam wanted to go this way, he had a little paddle, you know, for ping pong. And he just pushed the blood in the other direction. This is a great story. It splatters. It has to splatter in a pattern. Says, well, no, maybe it was Bamaka Midre. Maybe like the floor was a little bit inclined over there. Or maybe there was a guma. Maybe it was like a little hole and it all fell into the hole. Or maybe it was talking about that it didn't really, maybe the cup tipped over and the blood was very thick. So it was besmicha, so it didn't splatter at all. Right, sure. Ichpo Tana Lashvin and Kohani. So now the Tana creates a Mishnah to deal with a case that would never ever happen in the real world. For what possible purpose? The Ode, not to mention the fact that since Aratani Beidach Pirkin, Nishbach Alaritzbah, now, it also, in the next parak, as I mentioned, the original case is where it fell directly from the neck. And over there, if it falls from the neck, and then a kosher is Ma'asiv, the Dhamma doesn't help. Why? Because there was no Kabbalah. But what do I need that far-fetched case? I can have a direct case. Tell me where there was a Kabbalah, and tell me that the dam spilled, and us for kosher, and you said that then it would be kosher. Ah, then you could say, Babed, Varmamur, that it would be kosher only in a case where it was Yotzeh L'chutz. But if it was Nichnas Efnim, which is 99.999 times of the cases, it would indeed be possible. So obviously, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you that I don't care which direction the dam went. Why? Because Efshalet Tikune, indeed Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta on Ula. There's just a limit to how much we can take. We could have constructed the Mishnah in such a way, it's really the second Mishnah that says that it's kosher, but we could have constructed the entire series to read in that fashion, and it would have been in Bab Medvar Momer. Itzmar. Now, here is a fascinating approach, which is, it clearly does not the way we've been learning, it does not seem to work out in our Mishnah. It seems outrageous. We read in the Mishnah, Zemachlokas, between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan, what is the din of Eilacha? Rabbi Shimon says Eilacha, it's Efshel to be Mavata by Eilacha. Since it's Efshel of Ata, how is it Efshel of Ata? Says you could shekel at Sadam is bad, and you could be Zerg from there. So it was clear to us that the machlokas over there was a general machlokas about halach. Now, amazingly, there was a mimer circulating among the Amoraim that the machlokas Reb Shimon for Rabbanim itself was about halacha shelo beregel. So they were talking in the Beis HaMedrash. Itmar, halacha shelo beregel, that's the machlokas Reb Shimon for Rabbanim. In other words, be a halacha rabati, a real halacha, where it's like you're 30 feet away from the Mizbeach, and now you have to walk in the Mizbeach. The kulei amalot, obviously it'd be possible. Keep pligi be halacha zutrat. They're only arguing where you did a holacha zutrati, meaning you were next to the mizbeah, you stretch forth your hand from the place where you are, you don't walk with your feet. And now, so you're, let's say, 2 feet away. So you stretch forth your hand, and then you do zrika without walking. That's the machlokas. Is that considered to be a halacha or not? So Rabbi Shimon is saying, that's not considered to be a halacha. So when they heard about this in Eretz Yisrael, they giggled a little bit. Oh, these brilliant people in Borough Park, you know, they sit there with their daf yomi, and they get there at the end. You know what they're talking about? Mechakol b'maharava. So now, we don't really know what they were machakol, but very often they giggle when they hear the Bavli is chatted. So we're assuming that what they were laughing about was, now how in the world would you understand the nature of the psul in Chata Sa'if? Now the din of Chata Sa'if is very interesting. It's the only place where we have such a din, that we're not makabel the dam. Instead, the dam remains in the actual bird. And the zrika of the dam is achieved by using the bird as a cup. In other words, we swing the bird at the mizbeach. The dam, there's a little bit of dam that splatters to the neck of the bird. And that's considered to be the way in which we do the actual zrika. Now the problem is over here, it says beferish that hazah pasuls, this is in a mission later, has in the hazah sadam, a machshav and hazah sadam pasul. The question is, according to Rabbi Shimon, how exactly would it possible? You're telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds, you're standing up next to the Mizbeach, and you stretch forth your hand. That doesn't possible, because that's called a halacha shaloi beregel. That's what you're telling me. So now, okay, you're stretching forth your hand to swing this bird. Machshava will not possible while you're swinging it, right? Yeah, you said that's called halacha. That's called halacha shaloi beregel. So now, if the dam hasn't yet, okay, if the dam may be at the moment that the dam leaves the neck, then it's called zrika. No, because at that point, you already did the zrika. So where exactly is the time in which you're doing the zrika? I'd love to see this. You told me the first part where I'm moving my hand is halacha. That's not called zrika. So now the point that's called zrika is where the blood's already on its way. How exactly did that happen? So E, comma, the life of Gdam, laf klumi. If before the blood leaves the neck, he has this machshava chutz lizmana, it's nothing. He butted an afik dam. And if it was after the dam had already left the neck, he tavid alei mitzvah, so he said it's already done. Well, no, that couldn't have been what they were laughing at. That's not such a good question, my kusha. Maybe the case is, mita parish dam, adamata le mizbeach. Between the time that the blood leaves the neck and arrives at the mizbeach, at a very subsonic speed, a machshava, which is a supersonic speed, takes place, which says that I'm going to do this chutz l'mikomo, chutz l'zmano, or shol l'shvom, whatever the case. So you'll tell me, no, I mean, why? Who's to say that the act of zrika extends during the whole time? Maybe the act of zrika is only when you finish swinging the bird, and now the blood starts on its way. Ah, because you see, the aboimene Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera. What would be the din? A Kohen is being mazeh the dam, and his finger gets cut off after the dam already leaves his finger. So now, niktayado, now at this point, he's a balmum. Balmum isn't kosher, but he already finished doing the hazah. Is it considered to be part of the hazah until the actual blood reaches the mizbeah? So what would be the din if his hand is cut off before the dam is magia to the avira mizbeah mao? And Rabbi Zera told him it's pasul. How do I know it's pasul? My timer. Because the Torah specifies v'tavala koinet etzba'o, and then goes on to say v'hiza min hadam, and it ends with v'natana koin min hadam ha'karnata mizbeach. You already said that v'hiza. So apparently, till the arrival of the dam, it's not considered to be a ma'isa hazah that's completed. So what were they laughing about in Eretz Yisrael? It's actually not a question at all. Ki outer of Popper, Vinabred of Shum, Beirav, when Rav Popper, Vinabred of Yeshua came back to the Beis HaMidrash, said, no, that's what they were laughing about. They were laughing about something much more obvious, which any idiot would laugh about. But you don't know how to read the Mishnah? Then how can you possibly read that Mishnah and then claim that the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan is about a holacha where the guy is standing next to the Mizbeach? I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. Hainu chulcha. This is what they were laughing about. You're claiming bolachara batilo pligi? They're not arguing about a real halakha for 30 feet away. That's exactly what they are talking about. Vaki pligi b'halakha rabati pligi. That's what they discussed in the Mishnah. What Reb Shimon said was that since it's possible to be shurchet by standing next to the Mizbeach, even though you didn't, then the halacha is not called halacha. I don't understand how anybody can so pervert the language of a Mishnah to say that the machlokas is about halacha shelo b'regel. I would have laughed too. Yeah, that's sort of true. Okay, let's try this over again. Ela bolacha zutrati. Actually, it's the other way around. Bolacha zutrati kuliyama lo plige. Now Rashi's girsta is dipsula. That actually, this whole thing is a mistake. When a Kohen swings his hand next to him, his beach, that's not holacha, that's zrika. Zrika is vanai posel. So the swinging of the hand is not considered, if I'm swinging the hand to get the dam to the Mizbeach, that you call halacha, that's part of the act of Zerika. So that's for sure not an issue. Of course it's possible. Ki plige b'halacha rabati. We're talking about over here, where you actually walk. And there, the question is, since theoretically I could have done away with halacha completely, that's not called a halacha if I've shechted next to the Mizbeach. It's nothing to do with halacha shelo b'regel. So memela, the only machlokas would be what would be the din if. Okay.
Now,
yeah. Now, this is a little bit complex. Let's consider what our problems are over here. We said that a chatas of is possible. So we understand the reason from the time that you. We don't have to come on to this weird answer. The dafka from the time that the dam, but from the time that you're being zorik, meaning you take the bird and you throw it. So if you could possible there, then over here it should vada be possible, right? If you have the girsa lo possible, then there is such a girsa. That's the way we have it. Lo possible. The logic would be that since what you were doing was not a halach, and you had intent to do the halacha for Akhtara say murim, let's say chutz l'zman, you didn't do a halacha, so therefore your intent was insane. What you wanted to do before, in the case of the chatas, was the zrika. That's what it was talking about, not the halacha. So memela by the chatas in achinami would possible, because in reality what you're doing is an act of zrika. That would be the way to understand the gears that we have. The other way of reading that it's possible could be that it really is possible mitam halacha. And why is it possible? Because this is the minimal halacha that you could do. You're standing right next to the Mizbeach. Over here, what am I supposed to do more than that? So that piece would be considered to be halacha she'iyev shalavatla, and that Rabbi Shimon would be made. So there's two different girsa. Oh, our girsa is that it's not considered to be an act of halacha at all. It's considered to be an act of zrika, which is precisely why you can't pasul. Not that you can't pasul zrika, but you never intended to pasul zrika. So therefore, lo pasul b'halacha is what it means. Okay? Now, ask the Gemara, what would be the din if holicho zar v'gziro kohen v'chazar v'holicho? Suppose a zar did the halacha. And now, and he did a full halacha, not halacha shelo b'regel. This is a full halacha. Cohen brings it back and retakes it. What's the din over there? So even though, obviously, as we saw earlier, you can pasul halacha by Azar, by all of the tulim, but in this case, you went ahead and redid the halacha. So maybe that's only if it wasn't redone. What's the din if it's redone? There we were talking about halacha shelo b'regel. Then we're talking about halacha itself. We proved that there's no problem of halacha shelo b'regel in terms of going. And it's not even pasul. There's nothing to discuss. But what about halacha itself? Says the Gemara, it's a machlokas between B'nai Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yana. Chad amar kasher, v'chad amar pasul. Mar savar efshel atikuna, the entire halacha can be done over again. Umar savar lo efshel atikuna. Now, suppose holicho kohen v'yichziro. How about if you ruined it the second time? We talk now about it, ruining it the first time and now redoing it the second time, kosher. How about if it was initially done kosher, then you bring it back and start over, and this time Azar does it, and now it's possible. Can you ruin the halacha once you already had done it correctly? That's the question. Omer Chimi Barashi, look, L'divrei ha-machshir pasul, L'divrei ha-pasul machshir. It's the same thing in the inverse. In other words, the Mandi Omer says that it's possible to be machshir, that's because apparently he holds that you go according to the last thing that you did. So if over here the last thing that you did had a czar involved, so then in this case you would ruin it. Rava says, no, that's not true. Afa divrei ha-pasul pasul. there's another problem over here. The other problem is that, in fact, the dam had been removed from the Mizbeach. Okay, how do you intend to do the Zrika? So now, logistically, we've recreated the need for the Halacha. If you recreate the need for the Halacha, so everybody's motive, the bottom line is, how did the dam get to the Mizbeach? Bipsul. Because that's the only way you could get it there. Tzarech l'amtuya, don't you have to get the dam there? Yes, you do. And that is what makes it an aveda, correct? I mean, that was the point of the machlokas. So if you're telling me that that is a machlokas, so then we're back to where we started from. You did it wrong, and who cares how it was done right the first time? Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Ravashi, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah midifte, this svar that you just said, Tzarech l'amtuya, that the logistical need to get the dam is, by definition, a recreation of the need of the halacha. That exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. How do you like that? We never quite understood what it was that they were saying in the Mishnah. It says over there that it's not. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, well, it depends. Ha-me-ha-lech be-makom she-tzarich la-alech. Machshav ha-posel. Makom she-ein tzarich la-alech. Ein machshav ha-posel. That's what you said. I don't know what that means. So Rav explained what that means brilliantly. Ha-kom odim kiblo b'chutz v'chnisu b'fnim. Look, if you're... B'chutz, of course, doesn't mean b'chutz of the Azara. It means further away from the Mizbeach. Okay? So you... A kohen is b'kabal adam far from the Mizbeach. And now, your mach this that dam towards the Mizbeach. Fine. That's definitely hiluk shetzari. Both Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar argue with Rabbi Shimon, and they hold, that's a lachan et pasuk. That's not a question. Kiblo bifnim v'otzio lachutz. Furthermore, the dam was mekubal near the Mizbeach. Somebody walks with the dam away from the Mizbeach. Nu. What did you have to walk away from the Mizbeach? That's a hiluk she'ino tzarech lahala. The question between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan was this. Lo nechliku elakishir l'nisor v'chazar v'otzio. That's a shayla. You took it in properly. Now, you artificially took it out. Now, you got to take it in. So this is the machlokas. Mar savar hatzarech lam tuye. So one man the armor says, oh! You're going to have to get it back. Therefore, it's considered to be a real aveda, and this is halacha and it passes. Says Rabbi Elazar, what do you mean? But it's lo tzarech. You don't need it. It didn't need to be done in the first place. So therefore, you're telling me it has to get back. That's logistics. That's not aveda. It's not a makos tzarech la'alev. So my sover lavki locha tzarech la'avodat dami. It is merely a logistical need. Wow, that's a brilliant analysis. Says Abaye, well, it's a brilliant analysis. It's so unfortunate that it's wrong. Because Eitve Abaye from the Brayta, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hamealech b'makom shetzarech la'alech, machshava poselet. What do I mean by that? Ketzad. Kiblo b'chutz v'chniso lifnim zeh hiluk shetzarech la'alech. Kiblo bifnim v'otzio l'chut zehilu she'ino tzarech l'halek. Yes, but v'hochazar v'ichniso, some have without the word v'ha, meaning it was directly mentioned in the Brayta. Chazar v'ichniso hiluk she'tzarech l'halek. So here it says beferish not like you. It says that Rabbi Elazar himself, who is being mocked, that it has to be daf to be what you need to do. The only thing that you don't need to do is walk backwards and take the dam further away from the Mizbeach. But if that was done, you certainly have to bring it back again forward. So don't try to tell me that that's the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. Oh, Marley, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. See, Tanya, Tanya, I'm not gonna fight a battle I can't win. But it sure is not the way I would have learned it. Hadron Allah, kol azivachim!
Ni neder, chanton ohele keperet.
Kol hazivachim. Oh my gosh, we got two prakim, one after the other with the same words. And therefore the second parak is called Kol hazivachim shekiblu damam. And what we're really doing over here is following the pasuk in the Torah, exactly. V'shachatu, and then what is next? V'krivu b'nei Aharon. That's Adam, which said that's Kabbalah. Mi Kabbalah ve'elech mitzvat kuna, that's b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim. And now the Mishnah says, okay, when the pasuk says the coin was makabal Adam, a coin kosher, who is not a coin kosher? Kol hazvachim shekiblu damam. A czar is about as far away from a coin kosher as you can get. Maybe not. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Maybe there are things even further away than a Zar. Why would I say that? Because a Zar can do the Avodah in certain cases. Where? On a Bama. On a Bama. A Zar can be a Kohen. Yeah, but that we'll see in the Gemara. So a Zar, or a Kohen who is an Onein, so someone died in his family today, Tul Yom, Mechuzer Kippurim, we're over there, he already went to the mikvah, already after the sun set, but now he needed to bring a Karba. And he didn't yet. Mechuser Begodim, he's missing one of the four big day kahuna, or if he's a Kohen Gadol, he's missing one of the eight big day kahuna. Or Shelo Rachutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, he didn't wash from the Kiyor. Or he's a Kohen Orel. Now there's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what a Kohen Orel is. Rashi learns all over that an Orel refers to someone whose brothers died because of hemophilia, and therefore he's not allowed to be Nemo. So Mamel, it's not an issue of his being a Mummer. He's not a Mummer. He would like to get a Brit Milah. He's not allowed to get a Brit Milah because he comes from a family where there's a chashash of hemophilia, and therefore it's usher for him to be Mal. He's not allowed to kill himself or take a risk of dying in order to get a Brit Milah.
And is that a Mum?
A Mum? No, it's a separate din. It's an Oral. No. Not according to Rashi. In other words, it's the fact of Arelut that possible. Exactly the way that the fact of a Mum would possible. But had he known that he would be a Mummer, so why would we be talking about an Oral? Anyway, Arle Lev, as we learn out from Yecheskel, is not allowed to be Oivet. So it's not Kamina if Lamaisi was an Oral or not. Whereas Tosfos learns, a case of Metu Echav Machmat Milah is not an Oral. He's a regular person because the only person who's considered to be an Oral is somebody who's Mechuyev to be Nemo. If it's not Mechuyev to be Nemo, that's not called the Psul of Orla. Why isn't that considered to be a Mummer? Because this guy would love to have a Brit Milah, except that he's scared to death. Nobody ever mauled him as a teenager. And now he needs a Brit Milah, and he's terrified. So if you would be able to give him anesthesia, he'd be happy to do it, more than happy. But since that lies 2,000 years in the future, what can you do? So that's not called a Mummer. He's scared. He would love to do it. He can't get himself to do it. No.
What about a guy who doesn't have a...
Okay, that's dependent already in those dinner, whether it is an etzem tzul, or is it
the...
No, so there would be an oral, but not an orally late. That would be the machlokes, according to Rashi. Maybe other problems involved. Okay, in any event, that's the oral. Ame, Yoshev, Omeid, but he's Omeid Agabe Kelim, or Agabe Beima, or Agabe Ragle Chavero. So then, in all of these cases, he actually would ruin the Kabbalah. It couldn't be fixed. Or he was posel, and that is Bechal of the Kor. Kibel Bismol Pasal, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. As we saw earlier, Rabbi Shimon is Machshir, even Bismol. So again, the din, now these are all dinim d'oraita. Kohenin over here would refer to that day. That is to be on. There's a question of how far we extend the dinim of Aninut. But that has nothing to do with whether he's Machalo. Maybe he was a bad boy. Maybe he became Tame in there and he's on his way running out. And while he's on his way running out, whoops, and I got it. Okay, it passes it on. Says the Gemara, how do we know that a Zar passes? Zar Minol. The Tani Levi Daber al Aaron velbanav lemar. Over here, the pasuk we analyzed earlier, Vinazru, it said. Vinazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael, doesn't actually say lemar. It says, Vinazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yechalalu et shem katshi, and so on. So what does this mean, Vinazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael, as opposed to who? Who are we talking about? Aliens? Only b'nei Yisrael, not aliens? I mean, is it only b'nei Yisrael and what? Not women? Oh, so in other words, a woman's carbon can be brought to Tumah. Are you really considering that possibility? It's absurd. Carbon nashi b'tumah karev. El Alamute of Deko Chavim, who is it coming to tell me? The Kohen should be very careful not to be Mechalal, only to B'nai Yisrael, but when it comes to a Goy, then it's okay to bring the Betumah. Not true. Because, look, even the tzitz would not be maratza in the case we're going as Tomei, even for a Jew, okay? So ash the tzitz lo maratza. The Omar Mar, ubo of deko chavim bein b'shorki bein b'mezid lo hurtza. So even if it was, and the tzitz b'chlal is only maratza on, not where the Kohen was Tomei, but over here where the actual dam was Tomei. And in that case, it would not be meratze for a goy. It would only be meratze where it is meratze for a Jew. But it would certainly not be meratze for a Jew, even for a Jew, if the kohen was tamei. So you're going to tell me, but that's okay, even lechatchila for a goy. Oh man, I mean, you're talking about if it were done, that it wouldn't be meratze on the oilim. So now you'd be saying, but it's okay, only be careful about the kachay b'nei Yisrael. You won't be mechalo the kodesh of a goy. And it's exactly the opposite. So you're telling me betuma kare? Therefore, we have no choice but to slice the pasuk up in a strange way. It must mean that it's learning. The pasuk is meant to be read like this. Daber al Aaron ve'albanav v'inazru mikatshe. Be very careful not to be metame kotshe. And not only that, b'nei Yisrael should be very careful, if they're not kohanim, not to do this. V'lo yichalu. Because if they do, they will be mechala. What else can you say? It can't be a limitation of where a kohen needs to be careful about tumah, that there's no din of tumah except on B'nai Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. So we're left with a ribui that a zar will also be mechala. Because it's B'nai Yisrael, mechila. Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Tana. Look, it's very simple. I know what this is a weird way to read a pasuk. You learn it from a kal vachomer, from a baal mum. Look, if a baal mum, he's allowed to continue now to eat kachin. You can even eat kachin kadashin. They're only for kayani. So if a baal mum is ochel, nonetheless, he, it says beferish in a pasuk, mum bo lo yechalel, tzim avad chilel, a zaru is not allowed to eat at all. So he's worse than a baal mum is vis-a-vis the dinim of kedah. Obviously, he's at least going to be mechalo the way that a baal mum would be mechalo. Well, that's not true. A baal mum is worse than a zar. Because a baal mum actually is the only thing where the one who's doing the avoda and the object of the avoda have exactly the same thing. A mum on the animal is just as possible as a mum on the kohen. Which means that the concept of a mum is antithetical to the concept of aveda. In essence, it's not a din in the kohen. It's something that extends beyond, it's a universal din of kodshim. So a universal din, of course, would be mechala. I mean, even if the kohen wasn't a baal mum, but the animal was a brilliant, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So even if the animal was a baal mum, it would be possible. So I can't understand why that's possible. What does that have to do with zarut? Zarut is just a din in the person. Maybe a person doesn't possible the animal. Who's to say that a zar should possible if he died? You're telling me he shouldn't do the avodah. No, fine, he shouldn't do the avodah. Well, why would it say it possibles the avodah? So over there, shekena sabo karev kemakriv. The animal being brought has the same din as the one who's bringing the animal. Well, okay, so tamei uchiyachad. So we'll make it a dual lima. From tamei, you could see that you don't have an animal can't be makabel tuma. So forget about that. Well, now the tamei shekene mitamei, but a tamei, I mean zarut. If a zar touches a coin, he doesn't turn the coin into a zar. But if a tamei touches something else, he can be matamei. So it's a much more powerful psul. Okay, but a baal mum, it's not that way. A baal mum can prove that that is not the factor here. Because if a baal mum touches somebody, he doesn't turn him into a baal mum. So baal mum yochiach, that it's not the communicatability of the condition that's important for the psul. So now, let's make the common denominator, the chozer adin, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh, and the common denominator is simply that, tzadash avashven, is the Torah said, don't do the aveda. And if you did the aveda, it became possible, correct? So they're muzarim. V'im avdu chilalu. They were mechalo the aveda. Afani avizar, shul muzar. He's not supposed to do the aveda. And if he does the aveda, he's mechalo the aveda. Wait a minute, hold on a second. How do you know he's muzar? I mean, if you know it from that pasuk, then you also know it's mechal from that pasuk. Because that's what we just learned, v'yinazru, that b'nei Yisrael v'yinazru. But if you don't know it from there, where the heck do you know it from? So imi v'yinazru, chilul begufe k'tibe, it says, v'lo yichalalu. How did you only know half the pasuk? And now the other half of the pasuk. Ela, no, actually, the ton of the very bishmol holds that, learning the pasuk that way is bechal weird. He learns the whole thing, he's not referring to the zar. He learns it out from the pasuk of Vizar, as it says beferish. Vizar loik rav alechem. So you have to make sure not to allow the zar near you. That's a whole different halacha. So that means the zar is not supposed to be here. Now my question is, and if he does, how do I know that it's bechalel? I learn it out from the mahatzad between the tamei and the baal mum. Says the Gemara, but it's not a very good common denominator, because he kalamifer malat sachaben, shikain lohu trubibama. A czar is almost a kohen, except not in all cases. He's a kohen only on a bama. But if it's not a bama, okay, so then you have this additional chumrah that you need to have a kohen, bashein kohen, I mean, these other cases, you can't bring a mum on a bama. Can't bring a tame can't be even on a bama. So therefore, that's the common denominator. They're never hutter, whereas zar is hutter. Maybe the additional chumrah of being in the Beit HaMikdash, no, maybe that doesn't possible. Maybe the zar is only a lechatchila not to do. All right. Then don't bring the matzad from the tame and the balmum. Bring it from the onain. Onain, someone who died today, that day. From today, that day. So onein yochia. Malo onein. Wait a minute. Onein is chomer. Okay, fine. We'll do a matzah. Malo onein. And onein is so chomer that he's not even allowed to eat meiser sheni. Can you imagine? Ah, but a balmum is allowed to eat my... Ah, true. So we'll go back and forth. V'chazer adin. You say balmum is chomor because that's a bakar of kamakri. V'chazer adin. Lori zek rizeh. Atzad ha-shaver shem. Shehem muzarim. V'im avdu paslu. Afani avizar. Shu muzar. V'im avad pasul. And so on and so forth. I don't get it. What did you just achieve? I can ask you the same thing. Mala tzara shavash ben, shikain lohu trube bama, and a czar is allowed to do an avodah on the bama. Wait, maskele resamer beredo, who said? Man lemelan de onena sur bebama, dilma shori bebama, I don't know, I never heard that halacha. You're making up that halacha because you don't like my matzah. Prove to me that there's an iser onen in a bama. I mean, if you think about where's the Isra of Onen mentioned, lo yetzu, min ha-migdash lo yetzu. That's the whole story of the death of Bnei Aaron, is the Makor of the Din. And that's Bedavka in the Makom of the Migdash itself, and then the Mishkan, the Lashon is min ha-migdash lo yetze. So maybe it's really a Din only in the Migdash. And who's to say that it would be true? I don't think that's... I think there's a perfectly good matzah. So therefore, according to the Tzadet Rabbi Shmuel, we have a different limud, a limud of a kal v'chomer, which becomes a matzah between a baal mum and an onein. And now we know that the czar is going to pass over the avodah. No, there we learn. The Kohen Gadol does not leave, but anybody else does. That's the other. You, Aaron, should not be a knight. You or Makriv even is a knight, but anybody else would be Osir. Efshar l'tekuna or lo efshar l'tekuna. What if Olocha has done shalo beregel? What's the din over there? Can I be molech beregel or not? Toshma. Kibel ha-kasher v'natan l'pasu yachzir l'kasher. Like you said yesterday, I mean, he's talking about the law of Shalatikuna at all, that it would be an actual psul. If so, I'm not. Me, Sabbat, the Koizar Gavoy, Koizar Baroy, Eat Maramarulam Rabbi Yochanan Locha Shalabarego Psula, Alma, E. of Shalatikuna. Why else did he change the language? Eitver of Nachman Luyula, Nishpach Brakliala Ritzpava, Svo Kasher. How is that? If some of the blood splattered closer to the Mizbeah? My skin is all splattered the other way. Oh, you're right. Levaroy Nafik, Legavoy Lo Isle. I love these cases. Well, maybe it was Mubaka Bidron, or maybe it was in a Guma, or maybe it was the Dam was very thick. Oh, Ich Botanelash, meaning all of these unlikely cases, right? Viod Adatani Bidach Pirkin, Nishpach Ala Ritzpa, Viasvo Pasul. Why not Liflog Bididei? Forget about it. I'm not accepting this pshat. Tiyufta. Itma. Holacha shelo beregel. Machloket is Rabbi Shimon Rabbona. Because the way to understand their machloket is that beholacha rabati kuleyamelo pligit ipsula. Ki pligit beholacha zutrati. Mechakola b'marova. Elachatata of the psula b'machshava. According to Rabbi Shimon, there ain't no such thing, right? Because either chashiv ala b'kam delay fagdam, that is laftlomi. If he's b'chashiv butter than afagdam, then it's already a David alay mitzvato. Wait a minute, that's not problematic. Dilma mida parish adamot adam lemizbeya. Because is it not true that boy b'nei Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira, that a coin that was big bazet, and nikta ayado shel amazeh Ad shel hegi adam la'avir ha'mizbeach mahu. And Rabbi Zera told him it's posel, and he brought a raya from the posel. V'izav v'natan b'inan. Ki otrev popper v'unibred rev Yeshua mi be'rav. They said no. What they were laughing about was, how could you say molach harabati lo plige? V'aki plige molach harabati plige. Ela molach hazutrate kule yama lo plige de lo pasla. Or we have the other girsa that it's pasla, because it's yev shalavatla. Ki plige molach harabati. Holicho zar, v'chziro kohen v'chazar v'holicho. Now, we're talking about takana of holocha shelo bereg. How about holocha itself that was done b'psul? Can you recreate the holocha? So, pligi bo b'nei Rebbe Chiyav Rebbe Yan. Chad amar kasher, v'chad amar pasul. Mar sovar efshala takuna, u'mar sovar lo efshala takuna. How about holicho kohen v'chziro v'chazar v'holicho zar? Can you ruin it the second time? Omrav Shimi Barashi Lidivre Habakshir Pasul Lidivre Haposel Makshir Rova Ma Absu Divre Haposel Pasul, because my time Tzorglam Tuye. Omle Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ravashi should know that this question, Tzorglam Tuye, Hokyom Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifte, this Tzorglam Tuye is in fact itself the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. That's not. Rabbi Elazar omer amahalech b'makom shetzarich lalech makshav v'paselet. Makom she'in tzarich lalech in makshav v'paselet. V'yomar rabba hakol modim. Kiblo b'chutz v'ichnis o b'fnim, zeo hiluch shetzarich lalech. Kiblo b'fnim v'yotzi o l'chutz, zeo hiluch she'in tzarich lalech. Lo nechlik v'elaki shichniso v'chazar v'otzio. Mar sova tzarich limtuye, umbar sova Lavki lachatzar levod adami. Eitvei abaya to Rava, that's not what the Braita says. The Braita says that Rebbe Elazar Amar Amalek v'makim shetzarek lalech makshava poselet ketzad. Kiblo bachutz v'chniso b'fim, zeo hiluk shetzarek lalech. Kiblo b'fini v'yotzio lachutz, zeo hiluk she'in tzarek lalech. Chaza v'chniso, hiluk shetzarek lalech. Ui, I'm like, well, itanya, tanya. Hadra, not that I believe it. Hadra alach kol hazvachim. Kol hazvachim shekiblu damam. Zar, onen, tfuyom, mechuz kippurim, mechuz begodim, shor achutz yadayim v'raglayim, oral tome, yoshev, omer agabe kelem, agabe behima, agabe rag v'chavero, posa. Kibel besmo posa, rebi shimu machshir. Zar min olam, the Tony Levi, daber al Aaron, ve'el banav, V'yinazru mikatshei v'nei Yisrael v'lo yachalalu. No. So what is this b'nei Yisrael? L'mutei ma. Yilam l'mutei nashim. You try to tell me korban nashim betum eskarev. El l'mutei avdei kochavim. That's for sure laughable. Hashtat tzitz is not even maratza for a Jew. So the tzitz would not be maratza. D'yomamar b'avdei kochavim b'im b'shogim b'im b'beis lo urtzu. And in this case, it won't be maratza for anybody. So you're telling me betum eskarev. El ha'oki kama. V'yinazru mikatshei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalalu. Devei Reb Yishmol Tana, now that's weird. B'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalalu. Ati b'kav v'chomer b'balmum. A balmum who is allowed to eat, imavat chilel. Azar, she'no ochel anodin, she'imavat chilel. Well, mala balmum, she'ken asobo korev k'makriv, v'tomei yochiyach. Mala tamei, she'ken b'tamei, balmum yochiyach, chozer adin. Lori Zekri Zeva, Lori Zekri Zeva, Tzara Shav Hashem, Muzarim Yimavdu Chilalu. Afani Avizar, U Muzarim Yimavdu Chilalu. Yeah, and how do you know it's Muzar? If it was from V'yinazru, you don't need all of this rigmarole. But Chilalu says, V'lo Yechalalu, B'guf Ektiv. Ela Mivazar Lo Yikrav Alechem. But wait, how can you learn it out from a Balmum and a Tomei? Ikal Mifra Malat Tzara Shav Hashem, Shikein Lohu Tru Bivama. Lo tame, lo tema tame yochiyach, ela ima onen yochiyach. No, an onen asra maaser, balmun yochiyach, chazradin, lo rizek rizek, tzara shavishvem, shabuzarim, afane viyazar, etc., etc., etc. No, hokinami lifrok, mala tzara shavishgen lo uchubamama, vatkev lo rizamba brederava, and whoever told you that? Man lemelanda onen asra babama, doma shari babama, I like this lingud.